Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Daddy and Nora Show.
See how it goes on the Daddy and Nora Show.
Welcome to Daddy and Nora Show on Blog Talk Radio. I did it.
You did it. Good job. Keep going. What do we want to talk about this week?
What we did from a Six Bear.
Hold it up to your mouth.
You too.
All right, what do we want to talk about this week?
I'm not sure.
Oh, you just said. Where were we last week?
Up in Little Shakespeare.
Well, we were up in Massachusetts, and Mommy was doing her Shifting Shakespeare with help from Rebel Shakespeare, right? Mm-hmm. And then where did we go after that?
To Carrie's. I mean, to who's? Lily and Abigail.
Right, we're at Lily and Abigail's house, and then after we did Shifting Shakespeare, where did we go?
I'm not sure.
Do you remember the sign that Mommy read while we pulled up? S-A-N-T.
Santa's Village!
Santa's Village in New Hampshire, where we went for a couple days with, who did we go with?
Joya and Cruella.
Well, and Thea and their mommy and daddy, right?
Yeah.
So we went to Santa's Village, and then where did we go?
The aquarium.
To the aquarium. Who did we go there with?
Auntie Dawn and Uncle Eddie.
And Emma and Keith, right?
Right.
Were those fun?
Yeah.
And summer's coming to a close, too, and in 2 weeks, you start school again. You're back to what school do you go to?
Keep crazy, but I'm going to a caterpillar.
You're going to be a caterpillar this year, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. If you guys can have some more if you want.
Sure. You're currently also eating breakfast, and it's now all over the floor. Awesome. Okay.
We can't eat those pieces.
Nope. Talk to everybody
after this way. Yeah, I have the photos away.
Okay. So let's talk about our trip to Massachusetts. You said we did Shifting Shakespeare, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So what did we do? We went.
Throw my fork away.
We went to Mommy, you and Maeve drove up with Auntie Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And you stayed at Auntie Dawn's, and Mommy did all her work. And then on Sunday, mm-hmm, where did we go? We went to Abigail and Lily's house, right? And you got to play with fairy wings. And what did you make? Fairy fire, you said?
Mm-hmm.
So how was that fun?
Yeah.
What else did you do?
Who did I play with to make the fairy fire?
Do you remember her name?
Edith.
And you made fairy fire?
What?
And what else did you do that day?
Not sure.
Nora?
Well, you know, your parents tried to turn us into something else.
What did they try to turn you into?
I'm not sure.
What do you think it was?
I'm not sure.
No? Do you want to give everybody the phone number to call in?
917-889-7071.
Right. 917-889-7071.
Can we type a phone number?
Can we type a phone number?
Our phone number. That means they're calling in my way of calling yours. So.
What? What'd you say? Say it again. I didn't catch it.
Let's go catch it.
I didn't understand what you said.
Let's hear the dino. I know our song first before we ever say it. Hit it. It's the Daddy and Nora Show. You sing with
it. How it goes on the Daddy and Nora Show.
Is that your solo there? The end? You sing it by yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So what'd you say?
You take my phone number into our, into my radio and your radio. That's what I said.
So the phone number that's up here, the one we read, the 917 phone number?
Yeah.
Where do you want me to type it?
On the pad.
On the pad.
Can I type it?
Well, not right now. Let's keep going the show.
Can I stand back here?
Sure. Instead of me, you want to switch chairs?
Yeah.
Or do you want to sit on my lap?
I want to sit on your lap.
Okay.
I'm putting my blue. How do you cut it? How?
Okay, so let's talk more about shifting Shakespeare. So mommy works.
When we got one, the man gave me a blue and a chocolate bar.
Well, that was yesterday. Right?
Yes.
So that was yesterday. That Nora was very lucky to get a balloon and a Milky Way when we're out to eat. She hasn't had the Milky Way yet, and she'll have a bite of it today.
Can I have a bite of it?
You'll have it later today after lunch.
Oh.
Tell me more about Santa's Village.
No thanks.
Well, Nora, that's kind of the point of the show. We have to talk. What rides did you go on?
The Chimney Ride.
Okay, what else?
Sleigh ride, of course.
The sleigh ride, of course, you're right.
So what else?
We went on the Yule Log Flume. And yes, what was on that? Do you remember?
The elf broke its arm.
And why did the elf break its arm?
Because he wanted to touch the water.
Right. So it said, I should have listened to Santa.
Yes.
Right? And who else did you see there?
I asked her.
Whose lap did you sit on?
Santa's.
What did you say to him?
I want a new race car for Christmas.
The new race car. Did you go on any other? You went on the chimney ride twice. You did the firefighter ride with Daddy and Joya, right?
Yeah.
Where we got to spray the house as if it was on fire?
Yeah, and Joya got really soaking wet.
Yeah, I got pretty wet, too. It was a lot of spray back. And
I sprayed you.
You did?
Yeah.
And then the next day, we went back. We got to stay at the hotel. And what did we have before dinner? At the
s'mores.
Hotel? Yeah, we had s'mores before dinner.
Yeah.
That was silly.
I have chocolate and crackers and a s'more.
And marshmallow, right?
Yeah. I did guess, what were the s'mores?
Those are s'mores. That's exactly what it is. It's graham crackers, chocolate, and marshmallows. That is a s'more. And then the next day, what did we do? We went in the pool?
Yes.
And did you practice swimming?
Yeah, Clara showed me how she swims.
Clara showed you how she swims?
Yeah, and I hold on to the noodles.
Yeah, there are noodles there?
Yeah, and I hold on to with my sister Maeve.
With Maeve?
Yeah.
And then the next day we went to the aquarium, right?
Uh-huh.
But before we went to the aquarium, we went in the pool at that hotel?
What hotel?
The other hotel where Auntie Dawn and Uncle Eddie were.
Yes. Before we went to the pool, we went to back.
Right, before we went to the aquarium, we went back to Santa's Village.
Yes.
Was that fun?
Yes.
Was it somewhere you would recommend other people going to?
Yes.
Yeah? Who do you think should go there?
Yeah, I mean, Those guys.
Those guys.
These guys.
Got it.
All the stuff that don't talk.
All the stuff that don't talk?
We'll go there.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of the aquarium?
Oh, I'm not sure. What was my favorite part?
Yeah, what was your favorite part?
You tell me.
I don't know what your favorite part was. You have to tell me. Was it the sea lions? Was it the belugas? Was it the sharks? Was it the SpongeBob show? Was it the ice cream? Which one was it?
Seeing how the boat got crashed into the
fish tank?
No.
The shark tank?
No.
Into what?
Into the big giant ice cube.
Oh, the Titanic exhibit?
Yeah.
At the Mystic Aquarium, they have a very in-depth exhibit of the Titanic, and we got to walk through it. And
no,
Nora, yeah.
I have a Mystic.
Yeah, it's in Mystic, Connecticut, at the aquarium.
No.
Where was it then?
It was at Mystic.
It was at Mystic, right?
Yeah, I was kidding.
You were just kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And that was your favorite part, seeing how that happened?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. All right, you're into history. I dig it. And then we came home, and now we've been home for a few days.
And that's how our vacation ended.
Yeah, that's how our vacation ended, which Nora was not happy about. Right?
And you were happy.
I wasn't happy either. I had to go back to work.
Yeah, and I didn't want to go back to school.
You're not back to school yet.
I didn't want to go back to school.
You don't want to go back to school?
Yeah, but I want to do a different day.
Oh, okay. Well, you haven't gone yet, right?
Right.
School's in September.
Yeah.
And you'll be back with all
your
friends.
Can I bring my balloon?
What's that?
Can I bring my balloon?
I don't think your balloon's going to be around for the first day of school. But
why?
If it is, you can. Because balloons deflate over time.
How?
It's just what happens. The air gets released from the balloon, and they deflate. And then they're just back to being a small little balloon. 917-889-7071 is the phone number to call in. Talk about whatever you'd like here on the Daddy and Nora show. We're talking about... Well, look, it's Gus.
Can I see the video?
We can watch it after, but it looks like Gus is wishing a little girl named Maggie good luck at her first day of kindergarten.
Why? There's another video.
Yep.
What does he wish?
He looks like he's wishing TJ a happy birthday. So we'll watch those Gus videos after our show is over, and that's about 17 minutes away. So what else would you like to talk about, my dear? How do you feel about the Jets quarterback situation? Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Why?
Because it's frustrating. I agree with you. What? Who do you think is going to end up being the quarterback? Geno Smith or?
I don't like that.
You don't like Geno Smith? No. What about Mark Sanchez?
No.
No? How about Matt Sims?
No.
No? Who do you think should be their quarterback?
Tanatoa.
Tanatoa?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, how about your mom?
My mom should be the quarterback?
Yeah.
Okay. I can get behind that. I can root for her to be quarterback. That
works. Oh.
Grandma used to be a big fan of Vinny Testaverde as the Jets quarterback because she just likes saying his name a lot.
Who's name?
Vinny Testaverde. Are you already bored with our show?
No.
Okay, then what are you doing?
I just like mom's stuff.
You like looking at mom's stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have to bring some of that stuff downstairs.
Why?
Because it's got to go away for a little bit.
Why?
Because we don't need it right now.
Why?
Because Shifting Shakespeare is all done for now.
And then I'm going to do another one. Ah, I'm sweaty, so I'm sweaty.
You are sweaty. That's why I was moving your hair off your face.
Let's turn on the air.
I don't think we're going to turn on the air. We can open the window. It's very nice outside.
No, I am warm.
So Nora apparently is out of practice for the radio show and has already faded into oblivion. Right? She is facing down at the floor, shaking her head. So I assume that's agreement. But We haven't been on in about 2 weeks, Nora. We're on vacation, and the week before that, were we at the beach?
Yeah.
Was the beach fun?
Yeah.
Yeah? At Aunt and Uncle Eddie's?
Yeah.
On the beach? Was that...
Before I got my balloon.
It was before you got your balloon. That's correct. The question I have, though, is what's your favorite part of the beach, of going to the beach? Is it the water? Because you enjoy going in the water this time.
Why?
You had a lot of fun, didn't you?
How? Ow.
In the water? Swimming?
Ow, 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 ow.
You're saying ow because the balloon is stuck, right?
Oh, no, no, no. No.
Did Daddy get knocked down by a wave?
Yeah, big wave.
Big wave, and where do we both get hit by the wave?
Yeah.
Because I was holding you. So what's your favorite part of going to the beach?
I answer.
Go think of it.
After the beach, my favorite part was playing with Maeve at the beach.
Your favorite part was playing with Maeve at the beach?
Yeah, she didn't like it.
You don't think she liked it?
She didn't like the water.
Oh, the water was a little too cold for her, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
That is the television.
What is that ding, 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 ding?
Like bells.
Whose bells?
Maybe church bells.
I hear a church.
Yeah? Who did we talk to yesterday on Skype?
Uncle Steven.
Uncle Steven and Wade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got both rings.
They're wearing rings?
Yeah. And they got haircuts.
And they both got haircuts.
I'm so sweaty.
You're so sweaty? Why are you so sweaty?
Let me turn on the air.
We're not turning on the air. No traffic. You don't need to. Please stop. Here, I'll go open the windows. I'll go open the windows and I'll cool you off. Can you talk to everybody while I go do that? Tell them a story.
I'm not very good at telling stories.
Actually, you're really good at telling stories. Tell them a story. Oh, sorry. Hold this and tell them a story. Do you want to be all done with the radio show?
No.
Okay, then tell them a story.
Or maybe be a nearby. See if the restoring is coughing. See if the restraining is tight. Maybe in a house or in by a hill. She's busy playing piano. She's busy playing all through the stereos. And I am that they can work things like. Say hi, Maeve. Hi. Hi. Say hi. Ow, ow. Maeve, stop.
Yeah, tell people what's going on.
Say hi to Baby Sam.
Say hi to Baby Sam.
Say hi to Baby Sam. Hi. Say hi to Baby Sam. Hi.
Hi, Maeve. So Maeve is sitting here. I think is usually very vocal, but at this point isn't making any noise.
Maybe far away. Bye. Maybe far away.
Oh, it looks like we have a phone call. Ready?
From my headphones.
We're going to just listen over the speakers. The headphones aren't working. Go ahead. You have to hold the mic up to your mouth.
Who are you? Where are you calling from?
I am the specialty at the diner.
Your mom.
It's my mom. Hi, Mom.
Hi. I just woke up.
Hi to your grandma.
Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Nora. I just woke up. And I didn't know you had the radio show this morning.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to listen to it, the beginning of it. Are you having a good time doing the radio show?
Yeah.
Your singing was beautiful.
Yeah, I sing maybe far away.
I know. You love that show, Annie, huh?
And my sister likes it when I sing it.
She does?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what were you talking about earlier? Did you talk about being a fairy?
You talk about being a fairy at Shipping Shakespeare?
Yeah.
You want to tell Grandma a little bit about it?
You tell Grandma.
Well, you're the one that was a fairy. Did you build a fairy fire?
Yeah, with my friend Edith.
Yeah. And were you wearing fairy wings? What color were they?
Pink.
Pink.
Wow.
What up?
Yeah. We broke sticks to make our wand.
And you broke sticks to make your wand. Yeah?
Yeah. I think they had a curse. They had a curse to me, and I tried to curse to get a stick done for her.
Got it. Did
Very
that work?
Nice.
No.
It didn't work? Okay.
Stop.
It looked, from the pictures Daddy sent, it looked like you had a very good time.
Yeah. 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 We have a good mom and dad try to turn into stuff. Different
really?
Stuff.
Did Emma and Keith have a good time too?
Did Emma and Keith have a good time at Shipping Shakespeare?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have anything to ask Grandma?
What would you like me to say to her?
Just tell her about
Shipping Shakespeare?
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, and now Maeve is trying to eat the microphone.
Yeah.
Oh, she wants her own show, too.
What?
She wants her own show, too.
Oh.
Should we just add her to our show?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Nora, Maeve, and Daddy show?
Yeah. And Mommy, too?
And Mommy, too?
Yeah.
And Mommy, too.
Sure. It'll be the Stratford family show?
Yeah, but it's turning rainbow.
Yeah, the screensaver went on for a second there, so.
Yeah.
All right, sweetie. What are you doing today?
Computer?
No. What'd you say, Grandma?
What are you doing today?
What are we doing today? Food shopping?
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to come with you.
And then maybe we'll do some barbecuing outside?
Yes.
Yeah.
And maybe I got a movie with chocolate bar.
Yeah, and you'll have a small bite of that.
Wow. You like Milky Ways, huh?
And I got a balloon.
And she got a balloon. It was a good day for Nora yesterday.
Yeah, it sounds like
it's
it.
A good day every day for Nora.
It's good
right?
to be Nora Stratford.
Right.
That this is your new computer, right?
It's my work computer.
Is that your old computer?
It's a work computer, too.
Oh.
Sorry.
But where's your old computer?
My old computer doesn't work.
Where is it?
Downstairs. Say bye bye, Grandma.
Can I play with it?
No. Yeah, you can play with it.
Bye, Grandma.
Okay, bye, sweetie. I love you.
Bye-bye, Grandma. Love you.
Say
bye,
Grandma.
Say bye to your mom. Bye, Mom.
Apparently, Maeve's trying to eat the phone.
You say apparently Maeve's trying to eat the phone?
Yeah.
All right. Good use of the word apparently.
Put it, Nora. Nora.
So we have about... Maeve is being tickled by Nora. While she says hi. And Maeve just laughed into the microphone, so hopefully everybody heard that. Where are you going? What? Why are you getting the books?
Oh, so I can read the
pictures. Okay, so Nora's getting a couple of new books that she got to show to Maeve. They are the
Henry the Steinway books. They're all about Henry the Steinway piano.
Which one they first met? Is this one they first met?
I don't know. Henry, no, A Star Is Born. Maeve, no.
No.
I don't know which one they first meet in. Maybe A Star Is Born, maybe it's that one. So, Norm, what this upcoming week is last week before summer unofficially ends.
I'm not sure.
Is there anything you want to do?
Go back to school.
So you want to go back to school?
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to the most about going back to school?
I'm going to make new stuff in the caterpillar room.
You're going to make new stuff in the caterpillar room? What do you think you're going to make?
I'm not sure. Give me
that one. Well, yeah, but I want people to be able to hear you, so. So every once in a while, I'm going to do that.
I'm trying to read.
You're trying to read?
I'm trying to make a picture.
Okay.
Maeve.
Why does she have a different face on?
Why? Oh, because she's talking.
I can't see the face. Is she upset?
No.
Maeve, you cannot eat the microphone. You cannot eat the microphone. Okay? 917-889-7071 is the phone number to call in to the Daddy and Nora show. Nora, what was your favorite part of Santa's Village? Was it the locker room ride?
Yes, with Joya.
With Joya, did you like the big drop?
Yeah.
Or were you a little bit scared?
I was a little bit scared, but I liked it.
Yeah. And what was your favorite part of the chimney ride?
Going up
was your favorite part, not going down?
No.
Yeah, going down was it a little scary?
Why?
I'm asking you, was it scary?
Yes.
Yeah, did it make your stomach feel a little funny?
No.
No. And you also got to drive a car while you were there, didn't you?
Yes.
Who was in the car with you?
Mommy.
And did you go through anything special while driving the car?
I'm not sure.
Did you go through bubbles?
Yes.
You had a car wash? That's pretty cool, huh?
Can you read this one?
I'll read it to you once our show's over.
Can you say bye?
You want to say bye-bye? You want to be all done?
Bye.
Well, let's say thanks to everyone for listening. Can you say that?
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Say thanks for listening to the Daddy and Nora show.
Thanks for listening to the Daddy and Nora show.
We'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Nope, watch your arm. Well, it seems like we're going to cut it 2 minutes short, as per my associate producer and co-host over here. We thank you for listening, as always. Thanks to Grandma for calling. Right?
Your mom.
Well, it's my mom. That's right. Your mom's in the kitchen. And thanks for listening. We'll talk to you sometime next weekend with the Labor Day edition of the Daddy and Nora show. We'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Dad, can you read this now? Oh no, Juno, no.